This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
You know, I reap where I haven't sown, and I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
Don't believe that I could ever get a feeling like that. Music is playing on the radio. guess I got to shave myself. You need some love, you must have the blues. And but the one thing a good man can do is do the shave, the rattlesnake shave. Man, do the shave. Yes, jack away the blues. Not good.
sure you want to find out, 'cause once you know the truth, you might wish you'd walked away. Wanna take a look?
Gospel train, we're gonna ride it. And if you can't ride it, well, it's just shame on you, that's all. But we're gonna play it now. It's a clean train. This train is a clean train. This train, you know, this train is a clean train. Everybody ride it if you can. This train is a clean train. This train, you know, this train, it's standing in the station. This train is waiting on all of you. Come on and let's go. This train is standing in the station. This train is standing in the station. This train takes on every nation, because this train is a clean train. This train is the prettiest train child I ever have seen. This train is the prettiest train I ever have seen. This train, it's the prettiest train I ever have seen. Now, if you want a rider, you got to get reading, because this train is a clean train. This train, here we go. This train, don't pull no liars. This train, don't pull no liars, no, no, this train. You know this train? Don't pull no liars, no false pretenders, and no backbiter, because this train is a clean train. This train. You know this train? Don't pull no jokers, this train. This train. Don't pull no jokers, this train. I said this train. Don't pull no jokers, no tobacco chewers, and no cigar smokers, because this train is a clean train. This train. No, no, this train. You know this train? Don't pull no winkers. This train. You know what I mean? I said this train. Don't pull no winkers, no crap shooter, and no whiskey drinkers, because this train is a clean train. This train.
Joe, we're going to have your name on screen. Would you like anything under your name? Would you like Mescaleros, The Clash, or anything like that?
I'd like you to write Punk Rock Warlord, with Warlord being one word.
A spell on you. Because you're my eye. You better stop the things you do. I say watch out. Me down, so I put a spell on you. Thank you.
You want it, don't you?
What?
The wild stuff. You talk a good game about the picket fences and the honey at home, but when the seven deadly sins start lining up at your doorstep and you see that little Lady Lust all dressed in black.
What are you, the devil?
Live to hard drive from the Fifth Estate Studio, a studio by which, if this didn't exist, we wouldn't either, at least on the radio. It's a rainy night here in New Jay. It's a great night for a book, a joint, and music. And that's why we get the big money. Here every Wednesday night in the Free FM Music Zone between 10 p.m. and midnight. I be jumping JB. He's the mystery man, the big guy lounging somewhat pensively in the other room with the forecast for heavy rain at some point this evening. But we are the mighty warriors of this genre, program, however you want to pronounce it. And in the underscore here, the Pepper Pots from Spain. This is a España Franco collaboration because the backing band is called ASPO, A-S-P-O. or As Poe. They're from France. The name of this track is Duck Soup. And, you know, if something's got a Marx Brothers movie title as one of their pieces, I'm in. Took this from a collection called Ska Around the World. And it's got a bunch of fun stuff on it, because there's no expiration date on fun, you know. New York Ska Jazz Ensemble. There's a bunch of things I like on here. Scatolites are on here. And the St. Petersburg Ska Jazz Review. A Russian band, Policy of Truth. Oh, the tales they could tell. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, an algae-free world. Before the Pepper Pots, Jeff Beck, here on his birthday, 82 this year, from the album Emotion and Commotion, an album that has guest appearances by Imelda May and the woman who sang and did it really well. I never liked Joss Stone when she started, and I think it was a stress reaction to watching her try and sing James Brown at a Kennedy Center honor award ceremony and just destroying it, not in a good way. But she was young, and all of a sudden, at some point, she must have went to the crossroads, because she turned out really good. And I thought she did a great job on I Put a Spell on You. The whole thing was pretty restrained, even for Jeff Beck, who restraint always is an adjective to describe his approach to guitar and music. Jeff Beck, 82 today. I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction early in the show that he is in the rock and roll age, which for me, when the guitar really came in to the forefront of a lot of music, especially from the British invasion, that he was the greatest of them all. The invention, the attack, the musicality, where he could do anything and do it all well. Tremendous. Speaking of someone with onions, although she didn't have any, I assume, Sister Rosetta Tharpe recorded live in 1960 in Europe, and the tale of the gospel train. She's got that social media view video. The Mystery Man and I were talking about it here in the studio, where she wears that long white coat, plays her guitar. You don't see any of the band through the whole video for Didn't It Rain? And it's just like, whoa. She's Jackie Robinson when it came to women playing guitar. There weren't many, if any, at that time, that looked and played like Sister Rosetta, who wasn't necessarily even a spirit-filled woman. She got the name Sister with Rosetta early in her life, and it never went away, and she used it for her career. Kind of worked out. It wasn't a mega seller, but people, especially now in 2026, they know and approve and embrace. Liz Phair checked in with Take a Look from her self-titled album of 2002 on the Capitol label. That was her effort to make Big Wampum, and she did. She did all right on that record. I know it wasn't mega like Taylor Swift, but she toned down all the dirty talk for the most part. It is a Liz Phair record, after all. And consecrated, as Slip Mahoney from the Bowery Boys would say, on making solid songs. That one was 3.5 minutes. So made clearly for the radio market. And I liked it. I liked that song a lot. Take a Look. Liz Phair, again released in 2002. Little Barry and Malcolm Caddo combined for a record that came out last year called Electric War. I don't know if that denotes the fact that they just didn't like each other and had a tough time in the studio. I doubt it. Or they just named it a inscrutable title to get our attention. Said Soul was the name of that track we heard. Understated, but I liked it. Listening to the record for the first time in a while yesterday, like, okay, good. And then I heard that song. I was like, yeah, good. Good being the word of the first set. Fleetwood Mac from Then Play On, recorded in 1969, released in 1970, Peter Green's last album with the band before he got dosed at a party and had a spell put on him, if you believe the old tales, by a witch, and never came back. And he was kind of crazy to begin with, but even black blues players, and this is reverse racism talking, obviously, even black blues players said that guy was scary. Well, Danny Kirwan was no slouch either, and McVie and Fleetwood, as solid a rhythm section as you're going to get. Something was going on with those Brits. McCartney and Ringo, Wyman and Watts, those guys just had it. They locked in and weren't too flashy. They just made the right and righteous noise behind the cacophony of the lead singer and the guitar players. Well, we played a song called Rattlesnake Shake from Then Play On, which to me is their finest record, that ensemble anyway, before it started to change around and before it settled in to the megalith called Buckingham and Nicks with Fleetwood Mac. Rattlesnake Shake was written by Peter Green as an observation on Mick Fleetwood's propensity to tug at himself very frequently. Started the show with an audible, Gil Scott Heron. And the track from this album, Reflections, and the piece called Storm Music. Gil Scott Heron, one of my besties. I like the black Mose Allison. Except Mose was more fun. Gil Scott Heron was fun in concert. Hear any of his live albums, it's like, oh yeah, okay. This guy did have a sense of humor. Then he started doing crack and barely came back. That's where we've been here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. So far, we specialize, if you want to call it that, you be the judge at the end of the show. And our text line for advice, abuse, or comments is 908-914-7582. Pivot, reverse, once again. Text line is 908-914-7582. This is Mental Gymnastics and Musical Hopscotch on this program. You'll hear oral evidence of that shortly. We are Oaf Without Borders Radio. It's an algae-free tour de farce. So put on your shouting shoes and let's have a good time. Our team, the big guy in 3D, transportation here to Studio A on a weekly basis. John and Barbara, who provide safe harbor and haven from the violent, depraved world next door. Our New Zealand team, Philby, master of our social media page on Facebook, where When I have time, I post a playlist, but more importantly, you find out how to listen to us on a weekly basis, and there are plenty of selections from the chocolate box, including Good Pods, Apple, New Zealand Media Access, and more. Then there's Mike E., who puts the fairy dust on the finished product of the show and spit shines it into viability. And then there's Ricardo, former host, co-host of the Outer Limits Frequency here on Free FM. And he's going to fill in for us here as we take the middle of the year break. Not sure what to do for the 250th to celebrate. Maybe dive into a crystal blue waters pool in Washington, D.C. Because by then, the pool should be drained, the liners changed, and it should be available to the public after we paid not only for those repairs, which a lot of people said were necessary, but also the ballroom, of which American taxpayers got stuck with $300 million when we weren't supposed to pay a dime. And Rump said, oh, it's all my money. I'm paying for it. Yeah, sure. Ricardo is a fantastic on-air personality. We're glad to have him as our pinch hitter on a yearly basis, and he's going to take over on Wednesday, June 8th, I believe, and then we'll be back the following week, the Mystery Man. And I, my co-conspirator, who watches levels, gives advice, and makes the show and doing it really fun. All right, that's our team. Thanks for your ears. If you're listening, you are part of our posse. And if you like interesting music, I'll get to this eventually. How's this? The Zombies? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Not that it means a heck of a lot anymore. Great band, including Rod Argent and this guy, who are still leading the Zombies. Rod Argent had a stroke a couple of years ago, and he can't tour. They haven't recorded since then. So this is Colin Blunstone, recorded in London on October 25th of that year. And man, does he do a swell cover of Tim Hardin's Misty Roses. And here's the evidence. Here on the Pale-Faced Parabola on Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton, NZ, and podcast all around the known universe and hopefully a couple miles beyond.
You look to me like misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind. You look to me like love forever, too good to last, but too lovely not to try. flowers often cry, but too late to find that the beauty has been lost with the peace of mind. If I believe in love forever, I'll forget the past. You're too lovely not to try. To me, he like misty roses, too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with a peace of mind. If I believe in love forever, I'll forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
Yeah, yeah, oh. Has a beard. Running to me a crying when it throws you out. Running to me a crying on your own again. You got that pure feel, such good responses, but the picture has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. You come in looking
that soulful look on your face. You come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. So many fantastic colors are filling the wonderland. Many fantastic colors makes me feel so good. You got that pure feel, such good responses. Got that rainbow feel, but the rainbow has a beard.
That was a fantastic sound. So the blues magoo, ladies and gentlemen. Take a little pause for the calls now. We're going to sit back and relax, because we just heard the fact of those sounds. The blues magoo. So we're going to show this outside of record now. And this is the buzz of speed on the needle. Move the groove. When I finish my little song, cloud, turn us over and dig the other side. Are you ready?
We're going to take a little break. So don't go away, for goodness sake. We're going to have a little smoke and powder our nose. And then we'll be back to tickle your toes. Intermission. Yeah, intermission, oh my, yeah, intermission, yeah.
Microphone on, JB mouthing off. Not an uncommon occurrence here on this Tour de Farce. Retrospect number 733 follows us. I listened to the show over the weekend. Ooba dooba, it's good. Covers of 60 songs, a lot of bands from around the world covering things that we know and singing them in a different tongue. Fantastic. Speaking of tongues, Foreign Tongues by the Stones, out in 2 weeks' time on July 10th. The Buzz, it's really good. Can't wait. Keith was on the Today Show, I guess, Sunday morning this week, and the guy interviewing him asked, "Have you lasted this long?" Keith said, "I don't know. Ask my doctor. I don't know if I have enough time to ask Keith Richards' doctor about how he's kept them alive all these years." It was a feat commonly, to that point, unknown to modern man. This Gambit in the background, first time, I think, ever that we played it on this show. I used to, often on my show here in New Jersey. This is Brian Setzer, one of the handful of tremendous guitar players from our age that I guess got stamped and forever cast as a cartoon figure due to the outfits in the Stray Cats. Man, this guy's got blistering fingers. And this is the intermission track from his album, Setzer Goes Instrumental. I have heard that the Brian Setzer Orchestra, especially the Christmas show, is better than the Stray Cats, which I find hard to believe. But I'd love to experience it someday and give you an informed opinion. Blues Magoos before that with their intermission break from Electric Comic Book, released in May of 1967. They're pretty ahead of the curve for the band. Phil played somebody doing We Ain't Done Nothing Yet or Seen Nothing Yet on his program on Retrospect this week. And that piece, not on Electric Comic Book, but it's what you would call dated material at this point, because it's kind of like them trying to jump on the psychedelic litmus test. And before the Blues Magoos and Brian Setzer, we played a bunch of stuff I can't really see at this point. Ah, now we got it. Jackson Brown. I don't like him personally, and I don't like a lot of his music. But the Holdout album, which was released today in 1980, I thought that record was really good. Semi-Springsteen-esque, like a lot of people were trying to do at that point, because it was a really infectious sound. But I thought, wow, if this is Jackson Brown, aside from all those mopey records that he used to do and hanging out with the Eagles, which immediately is brand X on my hit list. Yeah, this isn't bad. And I heard the title track there. Again, on this, the day it was released, 46 years ago. Before Jackson, a self-indulgent track, Cream from Disraeli Gears, again released in 1967, and the track called SWLABR. And I want to send it out to the memory, as I pound my heart, to my former neighbor, Steve Grant, the hippest guy, one of them anyway, on the block I grew up in, on. And he used to stick speakers in the window while we were playing basketball in the backyard. And then when it got to, and the rainbow wears a beard, da-da-da, he would put his head in the window and sing that and then duck back in. Really funny guy. Real peaceful guy. Cream. The Swabbler. The instrumental we played in that set, Fish, Believe It or Don't, from A Picture of Nectar. Now, I had heard a lot of hype about the band from Burlington, Vermont, and I got their album Lawn Boy, and I thought it was terrible. Then there was a record after that, and I was like, yeah, okay. Then this album came out, and it's like, wow, these guys really upped their game musically. Heard the track called Megilla, which I'll send out to Gorillas Everywhere if you're hip to 60s cartoons. Trey Anastasio, Paige McConnell, John Fishman, and who's the other guy? I don't know. Still active, still touring. Trey Anastasio seems to work constantly. And they started off, a lot of people hate them, slapped the Grateful Dead tag on them because a lot of those fans glommed on to the Fish scene after Jerry Garcia died. It's like, so what? Before Fish, I heard the Spanish band called Reyes 73, which I imagine is when this record was released. There's no Inglés on here, so I'll give this a try so you all can tee-hee at the hapless host. Un lamento hecho canción, which I guess means son. or something. I like this record. I don't love it. It's out on the Mr. Bongo label, who does a lot of high-quality reissues. And this is one of them. Kind of reminds me somewhat of the Talking Heads, if they spoke in Spanish. Reyes 73 from Baya Mison. Get it? Thank you. I'm not going to try again. Colin Bloodstone got the set started off with an orchestrated version of Tim Hardin's Misty Roses, a song that just brings me to my knees every time I hear it. Tim's version first, really jazzy and poignant. And Colin Bloodstone, what a singer, from the Zombies, did that track on a live album that was released within the last 3 months. Colin looks like he should be in a grade B thriller movie with the front photo. Colin Bloodstone, Never and More Live from Union Chapel, again recorded in London on October 25th, 2024. That's where we've been in the set. Once more, Brian. Brian. Okay. The Last Word. This is in Smithsonian Magazine, which we recommend as we begin all the news that gives you fits. What is the most American innovation? More than 600 Smithsonian readers shared their own ideas, from the distribution of electric power and mass-produced antibiotics to the gene editing technique CRISPR and the confirmation of dark matter. So, some ideas to run by you. The bread slicer. I try not to eat too much bread, although we just had a bagel on the way up here. A transistor, which I definitely vote for, it comes into play when we do the show, obviously. Thomas Paine's book, Common Sense, released in 1791, one of the key intellectual gambits of the American Revolution. I've read it. It's amazing. The electric washing machine. Caller ID, oh yeah. It lets me know, but sometimes the scamologists have gotten so clever, they'll use local exchanges. So my cell phone number is my business line. And, you know, I see it come up, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that must be a call for the shop. By no means. I'm being plagued at least three times a day with some kind of voice thing that I'm being offered. The Morse telegraph. This is all American innovations. The John Deere plow. Artificial intelligence, which may want come back to biting us in the hiney. Air conditioning. Thank God for air conditioning. We had to get it in our house, central air conditioning, when my mother got sick with multiple sclerosis back in the late 60s. And you know, it helped her a little, which is what it was put in for. It helped us a lot because we couldn't relate to the other houses where there was hot air blowing around, and not just for me talking in it. The moon landing. Yahoo! Yahoo! What a day for America. The 40-hour work week. The electric guitar. Thank you, Leo Fender and Les Paul. The Human Genome Project. The Emancipation Proclamation. Long overdue. The personal computer, the PC. Absolutely. My dad, a brilliant man. He had one of the first ones on our block that I knew of and knew how to use it, most importantly, back in the age of floppy disks. Television innovated here in America, and then the Japanese perfected it and are still resented for quote-unquote stealing. The Declaration of Independence. A really interesting document I'm one of those people who think things like the American Constitution is a movable feast, where you don't have to be stuck to the morals and principles of the day of 1776. We've moved on. There's some things that could and should be amended, and they're not. But that's just IMHO. Modern solar cells. The microchip. The Clean Water Act. Are you listening, Rump? You and your reflecting pool? Synthetic insulin. Thank God for that. National parks, of which I hear in the West, Trump actually took some of the money appropriated for national parks and put it into some of his projects, because that's what that man does. I saw something about New Zealand's former Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, her book, A Different Kind of Power, is now in paperback. I got to get that book. In fact, I want to go to a bookstore today and get that and the John Krakauer book, because I don't have enough to read in my life. But Jacinda, admired from afar here in America. I know she's got at least one fan, me, and two, Stephen Colbert. It's on his program a lot. Robotics are American. And I'm told that if you don't want to sleep at night, watch YouTube videos on robotics. Jazz, our music, which is in the sales ghetto of the music business. But Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington and Coleman Hawkins and Dexter Gordon and Miles Davis and John Coltrane changed the world, as did Billie Holiday, my favorite female singer of all time. The Civil Rights Movement. Imagine how brave those people had to be to walk across the Birmingham Bridge in 1965, getting pelted verbally and sometimes with objects, getting arrested. Martin Luther King wasn't sure that he was going to live when he got thrown in jail down there. So he thought, they've got me. I'm like, this might be a tough one to get out of. And amazingly, apparently the story is that Bobby Kennedy, who was then Attorney General, called up somebody down there and said, if something happens to Martin Luther King, we're coming after you. And Bobby Kennedy, it's amazing, first off, that his wackadoo son now has policy say here in America. Bobby Kennedy changed from being a hard ASS Attorney General to going to impoverished Mississippi homes. There's video of it in 1968 when he was running for president, and showing real empathy versus the fakery that goes on a lot now and ends as soon as the campaigns are over. Kudos. Jodie Foster said, being gay is like being left-handed. It's beautifully different. I'm not gay. I'm straight. I'm married. But you know, I read that quote and I thought, that's fantastic. And Wilco, A Ghost Is Born, was released 24 years ago on June 22nd. I didn't like that album at first, following Yankee Foxtrot Hotel, or Hotel Foxtrot. It was too obviously a move towards krautrock. Not that I have anything against Kraftwerk and Can and Faust. You know, that's a cool and different kind of sound. Well, our friend the Morp went to see Wilco live last week, and he's in the tank for them anyway, but he said, really, it was fantastic. Just fantastic. I was like, okay, finally leave you on a bummer. In Gaza, next time anybody tries to defend Netanyahu, especially here in America, 622 essential medications were completely unavailable over a year ago after the country was bombed to shreds with no restraint from Netanyahu and the war hawks in Israel. It's Black Music Month around the world. Every day is Black Music Month in my house. Jimmy Carter started it. I didn't know that, but I do now. Music, you say? Let's go to Africa. We'll be right back.
knows from head to toes the Robbie Mail. In turtlenecks, big belts and checks, the Robbie Mail.
Sportswear by McGregor.
Stop me. for the feast in a long line. A local band played the songs all right. Dig me out, put me in that crowd. Feel alive for a moment. Who owns the world? I was given such a long way right back to the place before doubt set in. Tumble down and the landscape faded. Beat my brains against hurricanes blossoming orange. Seneca sun dream. I say it's a mother baby. Give me whiskey and give me wine. I've walked that plank a thousand times. I'll probably walk it a thousand more. Feel alive for a moment. Such a long way right back to the place before doubt set in. Tumble down and the landscape faded. Beat my brakes against hurricanes blossoming orange. Seneca sun dream. I say it's a mother baby. Time is a mother baby. It's a mother baby. Time is a mother baby. Is a mother baby. Time is a mother baby. Is a mother baby. Time is a mother baby. Mother baby.
Action.
ready, kiddies. Some creepy music. Bill Frisell, a versatile guitar player from his CD Nashville, released a while ago on the None Such label. There's not many like Bill Frisell. He's got his toes in a lot of different tracks of sand, musically. Well known and well thought of in the jazz world. And I'll send this one out to, well, the big guy and I, because the title of this track is We're Not From Around Here. Swamp Zombies dive bombed in for a brief stay with a frenzy of music in action, ended the set with Hiss Golden Messenger. This guy's interesting. I read a piece on him recently. I tried him out before. I thought he was good. Not overly compelling. Listen to this record. It's damn good. Heard the track called Seneca from the album I'm People on his own label. He's a guy who walks his own way. Before his Golden Messenger, the Rolling Stones with the original version of Start Me Up, a song I never want to hear ever again in my life. But that having a reggae flow to it, I thought I'd lay it on you tonight. That's from the deluxe Tattoo You offering that came out several years ago. And again, the band gearing up for the new album release. No tour, but album. Then we got you dancing, I'm assuming, and I want names if you weren't. Lena Lovitch from Stateless. This from the Toy Box reissue that came out a couple years ago. Yes, I succumbed because I'm a sucker for that album, Stateless, which I thought was just fantastic when it came out in 1979 and still do on the Stiff label. And I love this box set. And we heard the Slavic dance version of Lucky Number from Lena Lovitch, who miraculously went out on tour with both Devo and the B-52s last year. Preceding Lenny, as I've heard people call her, Sparks, More Weirdos, from Propaganda. It's the album where they were tied up on the album cover. It was the album after Kimono My House. Ron Mail writing a song that was zany, as he tended to do. And the piece was called BC from Sparks, Russell and Ron. Still touring, still active. It's wild to see those guys who were consigned to the art house dustbin of recording artists. And looky here as to what's going on now. They're touring around the world, have a great social media presence. Their albums have kind of tamed down a little bit. They're still good, but they're not as funny or innovative as they used to be. But I still buy every one. And starting the set, Osabisa from the reissue The Warner Brothers Albums, the track called African Jive, a London band that had was a melting pot, had both white and black people in it, and they played music that was really different and interesting at the time. Osabisa with African Jive. We cheat the hangman is where we're at right now. We're going to cheat the mystery man out of time if I don't get my keister in gear. So music. A man who helped save roots music in the early 1980s, Dave Albin. This from a tribute to Johnny Paycheck, the guy who wrote Take This Job and Shove It. We're not going to play that one. We're going to play this one. 11 months and 29 days, which I believe was the amount of time that Johnny Paycheck spent in jail.
Somebody count it. Through these bars that they hate. 29 days.
Thank you.
the name of this track is called "Cause We Ended As Lovers," dedicated to the late Roy Buchanan, and a personal thanks because Jeff Beck and Stevie Wonder were mates at the time to Stevie. And I thought this on Jeff Beck's birthday, a sweet way to end the parabola and make way for the cacophony, glorious, mind you, of Retrospect number 733. We just heard Blood-Sucking Maniacs from the Allen family. That's Terry Allen, who works in the Americana off-the-map genre of country music. And that's a brand new record. Bought for the title alone, and I found out there's actually some good tracks on it. And started that mini set to end We Cheat the Hangman with Dave Albin. 11 months and 29 days. And we now make room for the mystery man. And he's going to give us a cardiac arrest this evening. No thanks, I've already had one. So what? Speak your speak. And let's pass the baton to Philby. What do you got about cardiacs?
This particular tune? This particular tune, one of the remarkable things about it is how English it sounds. Almost Canterbury, with a little bit of Monty Python thrown in. You'll hear it.
It's a winning combination.
Yeah.
All right. Are we good?
We're good.
Anything else?
It's a brand new Cardiacs tune.
Oh, well, then that makes it a gold star way to end this week's parabola. Slancha, steady nerves, good fortune, and go well from the management and staff of the Pale-Faced Parabola. Here's Cardiacs, and may you avoid one so we can meet again in 7 scant days. The Mystery Man and Jumpin' JB signing off. Stay tuned for Retrospect 733 here on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, NZ.
Dry and the food's gone to snow.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.